It is Monday, September 16th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
We're going to talk about some quiet things.
Okay.
Because our time to do that is limited.
Because I'm not very quiet?
No, because Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue starts Wednesday.
Oh, I'm with you.
So then we have to shout.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about an exhibit called Art of Cycling.
Do tell.
A month-long collaborative exhibition at the Press Room in Bentonville that celebrates cycling. I assume this is the kind on bicycles and cyclists, and includes Zeke Taylor and wonderful people like that, Jeremy Mason McGraw. There will be a public reception for the artists from 6 to 8 tomorrow.
Does it have anything to do with Fat Tire Bike Shop? Because I know they're located just down the road from them.
Because they just had the Slaughter Pen.
Oh, right. Slaughter Pen Jam and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's also a program at noon on Wednesday at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale on Depression-era quilts. One of my favorite things. It's part of the Sandwiched In Lunchtime series. And while you're there, you can also see Cover Story, a display of quilts from the Shiloh collections that have not been out on display before.
And they just had their quilt fair over the weekend.
Exactly. There's a reception at 6 o'clock on Wednesday at the Ann Kittrell Gallery in the Arkansas Union on the university campus for Craig Colarusso, whose exhibit there is called Cube Music. And Around the Block is Thursday in Bentonville. Paula Waters Jones will be the featured artist at the Norberta Philbrook Gallery, and that happens from 5 to 8 p.m.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.